We can just call it the great snap back on Wall Street, because the NASDAQ rebounding after slipping into correction territory yesterday when it was down 10% from its recent high. We've got tech and financials staging a comeback today, Karina, to lead that advance.
Yeah, Alexis, looks like we've got a little bit of a rally on our hands. Investors clearly buying the dip. That's despite some rising jobless claims numbers that we got in data showing home sales dropped 4.6% in December and supply hit a record low. So looking at those numbers on the benchmarks, the Dow up by about 290 points, the S&P also higher by 46 points, and the NASDAQ better by 199 points. The Dow actually off session highs at the moment, but obviously still in the green. Also want to point out that the small cap Russell 2000 up nearly 2% today after hitting a 52-week low yesterday, and sector-wise, everything in the green. The big winner, of course, tech today, followed by consumer discretionary. Headed over to the bond sector and take a look at the yields. The 10-year is up by, just a little bit. It's at 1.83, so still off that 1.9% high that we saw. And, of course, the 30-year up at 2.15% right now. Here with a closer look at the market action is Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery. Jared, what a difference a day makes, and a lot of eyes looking for those Netflix results later on today.
That's right, Karina. And let's begin with that. I'm looking at expectations, and this is a key number here for Netflix. Streaming paid net changes for the fourth quarter. The street is expecting 8.3 million, and that breaks down by region. United States and Canada expecting a bump up of 650,000. East, Middle East, and Africa, 3.5 million. Latin America, 1.25 million. And Asia Pacific, nearly 3 million. And the gap estimates for the results is 80 cents for the current quarter. Revenue estimate is $7.71 billion. And I got some analyst commentary here. And let me put up a two-year chart here. We can see Netflix recently broke to record highs only to fall back down to the bottom of its trend channel here. But here's what Evercore is expecting. They've recommended the stock with an outperform rating, price target of 710. That's $190 above the current price. They're saying stabilization of subscriber growth at or close to pre-COVID levels is a key catalyst for the stock. Company needs to add 25 million plus subscribers in 2022, expand its operating margin, accelerate average revenue per user globally. And we also know that the firm, that Netflix, just raised their prices around the U.S. by $1 to $2. So focus is going to be on their expectations. So for the first quarter, the street believes streaming paid net change will come in at 6.3 million. And then they have a revenue estimate of 8.12 billion with a GAAP EPS estimate of $3.38. Again, that's for the first quarter. And then for the whole year, they're expecting free cash flow to be 990.1 million. In the operating margin, they're estimating that at 22.7 million. But there's another stock in the NASDAQ 100 I want to get to here. It's Peloton. That stock is off 24%. Here is an intraday chart of what's happening today. Let's take a look at a max chart going back to the IPO. You can see from their IPO, they are now underwater by 4.8%. What is the news here? They are halting production on all of their bikes, treadmills, and other products that in their connected fitness line, and that's as demand has waned. So this comes from a CNBC report. They saw an investor presentation from January 10th that said demand for its connected fitness equipment has faced, quote, a significant reduction around the world due to shoppers' price sensitivity and amplified competitor activity. So you can see that stock really taking it on the chin there. But guess what else is not taking on the chin? We got Tesla up 3%. The mega caps are up. Apple is looking at gains of 1%. Microsoft up 1.5%. Facebook up 1%. So, Karina, to your point, really mounting a comeback after the NASDAQ slipped into correction territory yesterday. And I'll just reiterate one more time. I'm writing an article for yahoofinance.com. Going to be published in about an hour or so. The day after the NASDAQ slips into correction tends to be positive. 13 out of the last 14 times since 1997, it has been a buy. Tends to be what we're seeing here today, guys.
All right. Always love those stats. Thanks for digging that up for us, Jared Blickery.